This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today was a really interesting day, macroeconomy-wise. We learned this morning, courtesy of the Census Bureau, that median household income in this country last year was up by a little more than 5% from 2014. The poverty rate, on the other hand, was down more than a full percent. As I said, an interesting and a good day. All of that said, however, regular listeners to this program know that perhaps the defining element of this recovery so far, month in and month out, year after year after year, has been wages and income that are stuck. So, what gives with that? Marketplace's Kimberly Adams gets us going.
Let's start with the upside.
First, woohoo, good news.
Tiziana Deering studies poverty issues at Boston College.
Anytime we see both the median income going up and the poverty rate falling, or the number of people in poverty falling, you've got to feel like that's a good year and we're moving in the right direction.
Sheldon Danziger of the Russell Sage Foundation has been watching poverty numbers for decades. He says he was surprised to see incomes go up as much as they did, even though other economic indicators gave us a hint in advance.
So everything was positive. Higher wage rates, more work, more full-time employment, and that translated into both declining poverty and rising median incomes.
But, and here's the downside, these numbers don't tell us everything about poverty in America. Elizabeth Babcock runs Boston-based Empath, which works with low-income families. She says for those at the bottom of the economic scale, things might not be getting better.
At the bottom, what we see is that the incomes have been increasing, but the greater percentage of that increase has been due to extra hours worked, as opposed to the actual amount that they earn on an hourly basis.
So a second job, longer hours at minimum wage, or picking up a bit of cash driving for Uber or Lyft. People might be making more money, but quality of life may not be so great. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.